Hello, everybody. God bless you. Today is the 19th of July, 2016. Hey, does anybody remember Vonda? She's kind of hard to forget. She posts her name and self-testifies of herself as some sort of a prophet. And we're going to take a look at her today because something happened, and you're going to find this out today. And I really encourage you to watch till the end. As we're going to be revisiting Vonda with absolute proof. Now, look at it. I'm going to do this like a lawyer. Absolute proof that she is a fraud or a fake. This is undeniable. And if I was Vonda, and I know you're watching Vonda, right about now, you're going to start getting those chills up your spine. You know when you know what I'm talking about, when you almost get in a car accident and you get that sick taste in your mouth and your heart starts beating rapidly? Well, that's going to happen to you. I guarantee it, because you've been busted. And oh, how we're going to show that today. So I'm going to tell you guys, here's what happened. I was sitting in my chair last night and I started getting messages in on Google through YouTube. And it was Vonda. And Vonda was sending me messages, and let me show you what she sent. Now, I don't know why she picked last night to just randomly come to my channel, and you can kind of see here how she starts out. Ha ha, you're the horrible one. First grade playground. And she goes through her rebukes and says that I'm an accuser of the brethren. That's fine, you can certainly do that, but she certainly didn't prove anything wrong. And then she winds up her video with, ha, 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 ha. So it's just like, I'm sitting there reading it, and I'm like, unbelievable, this is what I'm dealing with. But the unfortunate thing is now she has almost 4,000 people following her. And so we're going to revisit Vonda. And as I was reading this last night, I suddenly remembered something. And I said, wow, I should go check that. And now all of you are saying, what? Check what? Drew, tell us, we're dying! So let's go take a look at what I'm talking about. Now, the first question that I have is for Vonda. Vonda, does this name look familiar? We're at Yahoo Mail, of course. And after I did my last video last month, I was deeply disturbed, of course, by Vonda's tactics. Now, if you don't know who Vonda is, she basically scolds her followers and commands that they send more money. And if they don't, she accuses them of robbing God, of being greedy, by not, because they don't send their money to her. She's one of the worst that I've seen on YouTube when it comes to extracting money from the lambs of Christ. And she guilts people, and she brings a certain fear to people that they are to send their money, and she claims to be a prophet. Although her latest prophecy of Jeb Bush becoming the Republican nominee grossly fell flat to the floor. But tell me, Vonda, does that name look familiar? Are you getting that feeling right now? And again, what you're looking at is a YouTube sign-in for email. So what I did a month ago is I created a fake name. And I created a very imaginative fake story. With a fake husband, a fake sickness, and a fake inheritance. And I sent Vonda a heartfelt letter. You know, heartfelt from my heart. We're going to take a look at the correspondence, because there was correspondence. And then we're going to take a look at a blockbuster, which will show you a pig of a woman trying to steal money from an elderly lady. So let's get started and let's take a look at that. So for those of you who can't see it, because I know I have a junky camera, this was sent to Vonda on June 19th at 7:17 p.m. What I did is I went in and made up a fake name, Valerie Hendricks, and I wrote, "Hi Vonda, I hope you're doing well. I wanted to write because I'm a little troubled. I'm retired and live off of Social Security. It's my only source of income. I've been watching your channel, and I feel like the Lord may be moving me to help your ministry. My mother recently passed away at the ripe age of 97, and has left me an inheritance of, I don't know, a random number, 47,000. Because I knew when Vonda saw that, she would be, 47, this is going to be a big payday. I knew she would. She's greedy. All she wants is money. So I put a nice big number there. I know the Bible commands us to tithe 10%, and I know this is all a test. See this right here? This was my warning to her. This is a test. And this is an experiment. I'm testing the spirits, which God commands us to do. Some of you might not agree with it, but I would argue that this is fair, because I'm with express interest to see if this woman was indeed real. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. So let's see what the rest of the letter says. I tell her that I'm bedridden, and I'm now faced with a predicament. Can you help me? See, I put it in her corner. Can you help me? I need prayer and answers. I'll be 71 this year. I'm just figuring out how to use this computer. I put that in there to let her know that not only am I confused with what to do with this boatload of money, but I can barely use the computer. Thank you, Valerie Hendricks, 501 Oak Street. Fake name, fake address. Real city, but altogether it's all fake. Created by me. All right, so let's establish that right off the bat. So that was my initial letter to her, sent at 7:17 p.m. So she sends back, this apparently was an automated response, I guess, that she has set up for those who want to correspond with her via email. Or maybe not. She does address me by name. She says, and let me see if I can get the time here, June 19th at 8:05. So relatively, within 30 minutes, within an hour roughly, she responds. Let me see. Well, let me come up here. Sorry. Here it is. Here's her automated response. Hello, it's such an honor to hear from you, and thank you for taking the time, blah, 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 favoring your site for writing you. And here we get into the meat of her response. If you decide to receive ministry from me, please send me a full-face picture, picture attached here to this email, and tell me a little bit about yourself. Things like, I'm engaged, never been married, but I want to be married. I have 5 kids, or maybe I've been divorced 3 times. Or I'm struggling with an illness, I'm in college, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes on. So this is a lot like a medium or a psychic. What does that matter? Why do you need that information? She also wanted me to sign a consent form, as you can see here. I must have a consent statement from you, your consent statement with your real name, not a fake name. Mine was fake. But apparently, the Holy Spirit didn't tell her that it was fake, and she could not discern. So she wanted me to put my name between the parentheses below and give me a bunch of information, and then send her a picture. So what I did was I Googled keywords, elderly lady bedridden, and I got a sweet picture of a poor little old lady who was in a bed, and I attached that and sent that picture. Then she goes on to promote her divination books, which have to do with dream interpretation. And then she thanks me in advance. Now, I imagine that after this, she gets on and reads the real thing. So let's take a look at my response back to her. And I said, hold on, let me get... So again, note the date, note the time. I responded right away. I was going to try to see if I could make something happen here. But either way, I was willing to wait. And again, here's my fake email address, valeriehendricks70@yahoo.com. So I type back. Let me move that up so you can see it. Hi, Vonda. I'm so happy I heard back from you so soon. I know you're probably so busy. I'll put the statement below. I'm so excited. And here's where I get into with my imagination. I'm widowed, and I have been for 10 years, and my husband died suddenly, and we were in the middle of a fight when it happened. So I never had the chance to apologize for it. That's been troubling me for 10 years. I know you guys probably might not think this is right, but I had to make it sound real. I needed her to know that this wasn't a fake email. And because I have a good imagination, I imagined greatly here to paint the picture of a real human. And I need to know that he's in peace. His name was Marcus. And again, all this information will come into play later. Please stay tuned, but it's important that you see all this correspondence. So I gave her the information. I told her I have arthritis. I don't attend a regular church because by putting this, I knew that she would again chop at the bit because that's a chance for her to gain more money. And wait till you see what she does. I hope this helps. I've attached the picture. And I had to get a friend to help me because these computers are crazy and all that stuff. So, and then, of course, here's my consent statement giving her permission. So let's take a look at the next. Okay, so notice, same day, same time. Here's Heart Health. This is Vonda talking to me. And she says, "Oh, Valerie, I'm so sorry to hear that you're bedridden. And why are you stuck on a bed, sister? I'm Vonda. I care. How can I help you? I have a guest prophet that is ministering to God's children. God is giving words to all the what? Can you guys see this okay? All the givers. Only the givers get a word from God. Or guest prophet. We don't know who the guest prophet is, but thank God Vonda has contacts with her. So all the givers get a word, just like a psychic, right? So feel free to give now. I'm sorry. Feel free to give how the Lord leads you, if you desire to. And I will pose your dilemma or questions to the guest prophet then. God is answering the giver's questions and telling them their callings. Not one person has not gotten a word. Praise God. So if you decide to give, you can use PayPal. Just send a check or money order. I get so cracks me up so much. Can you imagine Ezekiel or Isaiah or Daniel saying, "Well, you know, King, I would love to interpret your dream. I'm just going to need a little upfront, you know, Nebuchadnezzar, you know, all that stuff." I mean, in fact, when you read the book of Daniel, you see that Daniel turned down quite a great deal. And was insistent that he was able to maintain his worship to the true God. But I guess these days it's just the opposite. Now you do have to give to God's prophets. And so she goes on down here. "Blessings to you, sis. Sorry to hear the loss of your mother's. My prayers are with you." So that was the third response. So let's go take a look at the next step. So now I want you guys to remember something. I know what I'm doing here, and I'm going to lead her on, and I'm going to throw her nuggets and carrots and all that stuff, because I'm testing her. Now, again, you might not like it, but this is what I'm doing. So I respond to her, and I say, "I think that's where my dilemma is. I'm not sure how much God wants me to give. Can you help me, or do I need to give first? I need help. I will wait to hear from you. God bless. Valerie Hendricks." Fake name, fake state. Valerie Hendricks is imaginary. So let's see Vonda's response. She says, "Yes, give first, and then I can put your name and picture for our guest prophet. But," she says, "listen to your heart and God's word on what to give." You can trust God's word in your heart. Now, people, if you need to take a snapshot of this response, this is one of her first initial responses from Vonda to this imaginary lady, Valerie Hendricks, who is non-existent. She says, I can't really condemn her for this answer here. Listen to your heart. I would say only adding as God speaks to you, right? And she kind of says that. I've seen worse answers. This one sounds pretty good. You can trust God. So again, good answer. I wouldn't say you trust your own heart. I would simply say you trust God, but certainly not something that's worth making a video over just this. A fairly acceptable answer would be this: "I can't make that decision for you, etc. Or sis, that's between you and the Holy Spirit." Okay, remember that response. Very important that you remember that. So let's take a look at my response to her. So again, make note of the time and the date here. Always make sure you're looking at the emails and to and from. Very important, because I know there's going to be those who come forward who are going to accuse me of faking this. And this is not fake, as you're about to see. Hold on with me. It's coming. So now I really want to put the fire, the so-called coals under her feet. And I'm going to, this is something we do in sales when you're trying to get a sale, you're trying to close it that night, only the reverse. We try to create urgency, get the sale closed. So here I'm going to say, well, thanks anyway. I'll take some time to pray on this. Now, you and I know that greedy people don't like to wait. They want to get this going. So I was a little surprised at her first response. But nevertheless, I was willing to let it go if it worked out in her favor. I wasn't going to pursue this anymore. This was the test. I wasn't going to do any videos on it. That would have been great if she would have left it alone. So I say, I'll take some time to pray on this. But then I threw in a kind of a monkey wrench. Here comes what we call a third base coach. A third base coach is somebody who steps in and ruins the sale. And if you're a salesperson, you know what I'm talking about. The brother. I said, my brother's coming from New York for a visit next month on the 15th. So now this was on June 19th. I wrote this. I'm giving her a full month to stew on this. There's a pile of cash, $47,000. She needs to get her hand on it. Her hands on it. I need to see if she's going to go for the bait here, because once the brother gets there, he's likely or liable to ruin it for Vonda. So I put that in there intentionally. I know he will be a great help. See, now I'm saying he's going to help me decide what to do, and Vonda can't have that. The brother's going to ruin everything. So I just say, thank you so much, Vonda. If you hear anything in prayer, you know, let me know. You're wonderful. She's real. She's not real. So let's, from that was the last correspondence. So now we get to the part of the story where I'm sitting there last night, just kind of been working a lot of hours. It's really hot outside. I have to apologize if, for those of you who have sent me messages, if I don't respond, YouTube messes with my messages. I try to respond as much as I can. Just know that it's not you. I'm always seems in the busy season, always working. I have to work. Can't just solicit money like some people. But just know that I do care, and I'm always trying to get there to respond. So I finally get a minute to breathe last night, and all of a sudden here comes Vonda on my channel, and that was her little, ha ha, you're such a loser. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this woman is unbelievable. So I started to think about it, and then I remembered, oh, the email. I haven't checked back on the email in a while under the fake email that I set up, Valerie Hendricks. Let's go take a look and see if Vonda has responded. Oh, well, looky, looky here. Now, I know that I'm being silly, but this was classic. She sent an email, and I want to make sure that we get the date. She sent an email on July 7th. Can you see this? At almost 11 o'clock at night. And here's what she said. Now, remember, July 7th would have been well before the brother shows up from New York to ruin everything. Okay? Hi, Valerie. I put your name on the list anyway because God wanted me to address you, and your heart's hurt. And also, your giving question. So you are on this video. God told me to be up front with you. But know that you are loved. Now the little old lady in me went, oh, what a dear. I'm going to bake her some cookies with love mixed in. That's what you'd be thinking, right? This prophetess of God cares about me. She just said that God loves me. Oh, I'm in character now. She left a link. Should I click on it? Let's click on it. Hold on a second. So now here's what you've been waiting for. Okay, so here's Vonda. Now this is one of her private videos. This is only a video that you can access if you're a paying giver, I guess, donator. That's part of her $25 a month program. You can get her private videos, right? Like a stripper. I mean, good grief, that's what she calls it. show number 19. Now, she made it a point that she's going to send the link to me, which she did, because she hadn't heard back from me. And remember, the last thing she said was, God's got a word for you, and you are loved, sister. So now, the first thing I'm going to do is make sure that this volume is up, and it wasn't. So we're going to crank this up so that you guys can hear this. I want to make sure. So she's been going over in her video, addressing some of the others who have given. And now she's finally come to Valerie H., Valerie Hendricks. That's me, remember? And by the way, Vonda, I've got to say, it's always nice to see a 60-year-old woman dressing like she's 21. I mean, that doesn't fool anybody, right? Everybody probably thinks you're 21. You look good. So, anyway, I know that has nothing to do. There's a little bit of righteous anger in me. So, let's take a listen to what Vonda now is addressing, this imaginary elderly lady who is 71, has psoriatic arthritis, lost her husband 10 years ago. She's bedridden, and she's wondering, in her old age, what to do with this $47,000. And she hasn't contacted Vonda since. Now, Vonda made it a point to send a link, and we're going to listen to what Vonda says. This is the meat and potatoes of what you've been waiting for. And I'm going to play it, and I'm going to comment.